Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We say hello right now to Kari Kohler, our good friend who I just miss so dearly, and I'm so glad we get to reconnect. Kari, how are you?
Doing fantastic, John. Wonderful to speak to you.
I needed your sunny voice today here as the sun sets behind me at 303 East Wacker. Kari does all things real estate, not only in the Chicagoland area, but really the globe. She can help you out in all sorts of ways. Kari, how's everything been? The last year, you know, when we were chatting more frequently, we were just waiting for the rates to drop. We kept on waiting. They didn't drop. And then when the feds dropped the rate went up. And now we're starting to see things loosen up a little bit. The inventory growing a little bit. Do I have that wrong, or is that what you're noticing on the ground too?
That is exactly right. And the Chicagoland area has been enjoying some really nice appreciation year over year.
6.1% year over year, still number two in the country, but that is down a bit. But that's not a bad thing, Kari. I think that are we entering, or hopefully entering, I'm sure you hope this, a little bit more of a normal state between buyers and sellers, the numbers all lining up a little bit more normally.
It really is becoming a little bit more of a normal market. Market times are extending. We especially see that the market times on well-presented, well-priced homes in all price ranges are still moving very rapidly off of the market. The homes that need a little bit of work and are coming on with an aggressive price, those are the ones that are slowing the market down a little bit, and that's what's causing some extended market times. There's definitely fewer bidding wars in this market, although there are still some, and negotiation is definitely back in play as the market normalizes a bit.
I like to hear that, even though I love seeing what one of the two companies, Zillow or Redfin, says my house is worth, which is just fake money anyways because I'm not selling it, but it's nice to see that have shot up. But I just feel from so many people, and especially first-time home buyers, that it's just been so impossible to get in. Now, it's still not easy. The rate is still 6.6, 6.7, or whatever you're going to get with Hochberg or whoever you use. But there just seems to be more options. And so, like you're saying, a competitive house that is really presented as a turnkey, thumbs up, ones that are a little bit harder to sell, they'll still sell, but it just takes more time. Is that a good summation?
Yes, it is. The ones that need a little bit of work, those sellers are still coming on with aggressive prices, high prices, and they're the ones that are lowering the price to meet the market in order to get sold. So if they start coming on with more accurate market prices, that's going to make them move faster, obviously.
So they're thinking it was
king,
yeah,
still.
They're thinking it was, sorry to interrupt, they're thinking it was last year. They haven't quite caught the memo that things have changed a little bit.
That is exactly right. They're not realizing that it is normalizing.
What would you rather do if you're selling a house, Kari? Would you rather put it at an aggressive price, meaning a little bit maybe lower than the seller wants in hopes of still maybe creating a little bid on up or moving it quickly so you don't have an extra mortgage payment? Or would you rather stretch it up a little higher, see what we get? What do you recommend?
Well, it really depends on the area, and it depends on supply and demand, and it depends on the price. But if I talk about my own personal residence in St. Charles, in the Chicagoland area, I always tell my sellers I would put my home on the market in December when nobody else is putting their home on the market, even November. And I would price it just a little bit below the market because I know historically we have very low supply at that time. We have very active buyers that are extremely intentional at that time of year. They're transferees. They're people that have to buy a house or they wouldn't be in the market looking. So I would price it during that time period. I would price it just a little bit below the market, and I would try to create that bidding war and get it done quickly so that my family can move on to the next chapter in life.
That's interesting. You're almost trying to recreate your own little what we had for a couple years. Less people, less inventory, but a lot of eager people looking to move those that need to. So, okay, if it's November, December, Kari, am I calling you now, end of August, early September, to start setting that up?
Absolutely, because we want to do the simple things to your home that will create that turnkey atmosphere in selling it. Make the pictures look fabulous. Take the pictures right now when the gardens look so amazing. Get prepared. Get in front of the ball and then be able to shoot and score.
Oh, I love that. And I love the idea of getting those pictures of the garden right now. Everything looks so great in November, December. You don't want people guessing, especially if you got a garden that's a feature. You don't want them not seeing, you know, the, everything in bloom, right? That's a great idea.
Yes. Yes, and all of our homes look better today than they will in November. And we're happy to do that for clients at any time.
TheKohlerGroup.com. Not letting you go, Kari. I told you I'd do this. Here we go. The most important thing for a buyer to do right now is blank. What's the blank?
Hire the right agent. An agent that's going to help the client win, be prepared, and move decisively through the market. So important for the right agent.
So not your friend that does it as a side job?
No, no. Make sure you're interviewing these agents. Don't just call the listing agent of the home and go see it and feel like that's going to be the right agent for you. Interview agents. Make sure they have the skills, the expertise that work well for you and your situation.
The most important thing for a seller to do right now is blank.
Price your home strategically. So hiring the right agent that you can trust to guide you with the market-driven truth. It is so important. Those people that come out with the best price and the best presented home, those are the ones that are going to sell quickly. And when you sell quickly, it's almost always for top dollar. And that agent is going to protect every dollar that can be protected and get you the best price in the market.
Kari, you're great at what you do. I'll give you the plug. TheKohlerGroup.com, K-O-H-L-E-R group.com. They can call you at 630-673-4586, 630-673-4586. Kari, so good to chat with you. We'll do it again, okay?
Can't wait. Thanks, John.